Yaakov had a complicated life. As we ended last week's portion, Yaakov had to take to the road. He had to run away. His brother, his twin brother, wanted to kill him. The complication was that Yaakov listened to his mother when she told him to impersonate his brother while he was fooling his father to take a blessing that was designated for his brother. His brother didn't take kindly to this, and now Yaakov has to run. The question is, can you force God to give a blessing? Is a blessing just an incantation? You say magic words and God has to listen to the words that were given? Is a blessing which is stolen, is it really become your possession? Moreover, did Yaakov do the right thing? Of course he was in a morally difficult situation. When your mother tells you or commands you to do something, and perhaps even what she said was based upon the prophecy that she had all those years ago, maybe it was her interpretation of the prophecy, or maybe it was an extension of that same prophecy. Do you still have a moral right to fool your father? Did Yaakov do the right thing? And now as he goes, he has the blessings that he stole were blessings for power, blessings for wealth. But nonetheless, we find, as we start the scene in this week's Parsha, Yaakov on the run, and at some point he needs to rest. And he doesn't stay in a fancy hotel. He lies on the ground and uses rocks for pillows. And as he falls into sleep, he has a vision, and God appears to him. As far as we know, this is the first time that God ever spoke to him. And this must have been incredibly comforting and reassuring to Yaakov. Was he right? Was he wrong? And now God speaks. And we have to listen very carefully to what not only God says, but also what God doesn't say. We also need to pay attention to what vision Yaakov sees. He sees a ladder with its feet on the ground, and he sees angels climbing up that ladder, going into heaven, and then coming back and returning to earth. And God speaks and introduces himself. This is the God of Avraham, the God of Abraham. This is the God of his father Yitzchak. And he assures him that he'll be with him. He assures him that he's going to protect him. He assures him that the land that he's lying on, the land of Israel, will one day be his. So as we're watching the scene, reading or learning the scene, we come to this realization that everything seems wonderful. Yaakov is in fact receiving the blessings. Except there's one problem. The blessings for power, the blessings for wealth, are not mentioned by God. And if I'm not mistaken, Yaakov hears this silence. He hears what God doesn't say. When Yaakov awakens, Yaakov realizes he's on holy ground. And of course, this holy ground will one day be his. But for Yaakov, everything's complicated, so that will be years from now. Yaakov heard that God didn't say anything about wealth. And Yaakov therefore pleads to God and says, if you give me a shirt on my back and give me bread to eat. We hear from Yaakov's words that his expectations in terms of wealth are very low. That Yaakov seems to understand that you can't really steal a blessing. You have to earn a blessing. You can't steal a blessing from God. You can't leverage God. You can't fool God. You can't take something from God unless God wants to give it. And this takes us back to the vision that he sees. The angels go up and then the angels come down. You know, sometimes when we think about this scene, our minds play tricks on us, and we imagine that the angels, well, of course, must come from heaven, must start their journey from in heaven and then come down to earth and go back up, but it's the other way around. Angels, we're told, are created every time we do good deeds. If we want blessings from heaven, we need to create those angels, and then they climb up the ladder, and only then do we get the blessings from heaven. The vision that Yaakov sees has everything about these blessings. So at the end, if you can't steal blessings and you can't get blessed by fooling God, so what was accomplished by taking these blessings other than getting Esau very, very upset with Yaakov? Perhaps the answer is that Yaakov cannot receive these blessings when they're taken, but at least Esau didn't get them. Maybe that's what was really frightening to Rivka. Esau with his disposition, Esau with his outlook in the world, if he also received the blessings given by Yitzchak, maybe this would make him a foe even more formidable. Perhaps Yaakov didn't get these blessings that he took, and he recognizes this. But at least Esav didn't have them either. And when Yaakov sees in his vision that if you want to be blessed, you need to first create your own angels, and have them climb the ladder up into heaven and report to heaven what you've been doing, and then maybe blessing will come down from heaven.